Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. These are common statements. I'm going to read them from your book. But this one is painful, and I've had this one said to me before. You must have done something to rouse the wrath of God. God uses these things to punish us. What is God punishing you for? What's God trying to tell you? God never wants anyone to suffer. Just believe it and claim the victory over your suffering. And then the Bible says to be joyful in everything and to give thanks in everything. Are you thanking God for this situation? Or you're suffering because your faith is just not strong enough. Cheer up. It could be a whole lot worse. I mean, these are probably the worst things you could say to someone who's suffering. Talk about why that is. I mean, it seems obvious and it's sad, but these are things that people will say when someone's hurting.
Absolutely. And it is, as you said, sometimes these are well-meaning. I'm thinking about Job and his friends who came and sat in silence with him for a week because they were so horrified at what he had gone through. But then when they started to speak, these are the kind of things that they said to him. And I think that the issue here is that when somebody's in pain, they need us to be with them in that pain, to weep when they weep, to really grieve with them over the losses that they have. Because when we have these trials and these sufferings, it's really about a loss, whether it's a loss of our physical health or a loss of a loved one or loss of our finances or loss of a job or loss of life just not turning out the way we thought that it would. And that grieving process is so critical. And if we shortchange it and try to leap to the just being cheerful and happy and
or spiritualizing it, you know?
Yes, yes. And that's just stuffing it in there, and it's not going to allow us to process it in the way that God desires us to process it.
Okay, so I'm thinking of the person listening today who's had to move out of their home. They had to because of maybe a financial downturn or a job loss or something, or someone else. I mean, there's so many people listening who are in a place of loss, but maybe would have just identified it as hardship, not loss. And I think this is an important key in the pathway of healing. Since there is loss, there's going to be grief. And you talk about these stages of grief, and I'd love for you to unpack them and why they're important to getting to another place of perspective when you're dealing with such hardship. So the stages of grief are denial, anger, bargaining, grief, and acceptance. So let's take them one by one. Denial is the first stage of grief. Say more about it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. And that's an easy one for a lot of us to fall into, especially if we can sort of carry things through on our own. Like, you know, we lost our job, but we can quickly get another job and you know, manage to hold the finances together that way. Or if we have an illness, but, you know, we can go to the doctor and we can still stay strong and carry through what we need to do, then we can really be in denial of the depth of our pain. And that denial really is deception. It's really a lie. And when we think about that we are not walking in the truth of God, then we really realize why denial is such a sin and why it's such a block for our connection with God.